Welcome to Carnation Currents. This is Amy Arrington, City Manager of City of Carnation. I am so happy you joined us today, and I have some very special guests with me. First, we have Mayor Kim Lisk. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
And also Council Member Jim Rebell. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So I want to appreciate you taking some time out to join us to talk to the residents about a very important subject. We were at a council meeting recently and going over a report that we've received about our police service, and it was very positive. So we thought we want to take a few minutes to talk about that report, but also for anybody that may not know, do a little bit of education about our police services and how those are provided. Just to kick off, for maybe everyone that may not know, we do officially have a police department, but it is through the King County Sheriff's Office. We have been under contract with them since 2014 to provide our police services. I think, you know, Jim and Kim, you were both here during that time. I know we transitioned. We had another partner, but we went with the King County Sheriff's Office, and I think it's been a good fit. So, I guess from your perspective, starting back in 2014, and I know we'll get into some more of the details shortly. I guess what have you both seen with the change with using King County Sheriff?
Yeah, no, I thought it was, I know in 2014 it was a big issue in the city of how we were going to provide police services, how we thought that it was going to turn out and be a big benefit for the city. And this report kind of goes to prove that I think we made the right decision going with King County in this. Crime rates are down. The report looks really good. And I think Officer Allen in the city has done a great job of patrolling and keeping the city safe.
Totally agree. Before Officer Allen came along, we did have a huge theft. Burglaries were really high in the city of Carnation, and we weren't used to that. I mean, that was something that came out of the blue, and it was during, you know, and same thing with the drug use. We had a lot of drug houses, that kind of thing. So when Officer Allen, when we were able to contract with King County and having Officer Allen be our main police officer here, he really went out there and hit the beat and really cleaned up our city. I mean, he's not afraid to approach people. But I want to just say it was also an advantage. So when we contracted with King County, and we had, you know, years ago we used to have our own police department, and then we went with the city of Duval, or actually before that we also had King County. When we were going through our transition of losing our police department, we had contracted with King County way back then went with Duval, and then now, of course, being back with King County. But the advantage of having Officer Allen was he was here when we did have our own police department, so he was familiar with the city of Carnation already. And, of course, way back in the early, late 1990s, he was young. And so now all of a sudden, fast forward to 2014, he's a little bit older, doesn't really necessarily need the all the excitement.
Excitement of big cities and you know, high crime rates.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. So it was great because, like I said, he already knew the community. So he knew what Carnation was about. I mean, obviously there were some changes, but at least he was aware. And like I said, he took that, you know, just took that ownership, and we've been really fortunate. And of course, seeing these numbers are just phenomenal.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point, and the benefit of the contract is it does function as our police department. And that goes to show we have a designated officer that is assigned to us. So he knows our community. He's here daily. He checks in. He does have support, but it is, I think, important to have that person that does have the connection with the community and easily. He usually knows about it. When I've asked him a few things, you know, if I've noticed something, asked about it, he knows exactly who the person is and what's going on, and lets me know, you know, the status, whether it's okay or it's something he's working on. So I think Deputy Allen is a great asset. And it's interesting talking about that we have done the contract services for this in the past. I think there is a big benefit a lot of communities see by by partnering. We are not the only city in King County that partners with our King County Sheriff's Office. I know there's a list. They have 16 contracts, and most of those are cities. And looking at the King County website, it's interesting. Throughout the nation, there's over 18,000 law enforcement agencies. And it's just interesting. They really do all provide very similar services. And it does make sense sometimes to consolidate because you're doing the same thing, same equipment. So it works really well. So, and from what I've heard, and we can jump into some of the data, is there has definitely been an improvement. And I think this latest report, which we're working to get up on the website, does show that what Deputy Allen is doing is working.
And I think it's important to point out, too, that Deputy Allen isn't our only officer that we have. So the emphasis of patrols that he helps direct around the city at different times during the day and night to help cover us at a 24-hour period. He's done a great job with that, too, and King County Sheriff's Department in general. I know that we have a few guys on the emphasis patrols that choose to come out here to Carnation to help us. And so we get kind of consistency with our emphasis patrols, too, that officers know our city and know our town and what's going on. So that's another part of the police services contract that I thought was a great benefit to the city that happened.
Totally agree. We have some great officers, and it's nice because we are the hub, you know, out here, too. So those officers are patrolling all of unincorporated King County as well. But we do have some great officers. I mean, Officer Allen does a great job leading them, but I love their reports. One in particular. But,
yes.
But these guys, and again, they've taken a huge ownership. You know, they go in and out of the businesses, know a lot of the residents and that kind of stuff. So and they're walking all the time. You know, you see them all the time. They're always normally on foot when you do see them. So.
Yeah. And I know talking with a couple of the business owners, they really do appreciate it. They're there at closing time. They make sure that everything's safe. So they're just doing a fantastic job in the city.
Yes. Yeah. No, I was going to mention that because you are correct. We do have that benefit of what we call the emphasis patrol. And so just because you see someone in a sheriff's outfit doesn't mean it's Deputy Allen. For maybe those of you who are newer to the community, it could be Officer Turi. But I know we have a couple others that regularly come to town. And I know when talking with staff and the council, that community policing, where they are out and about in the community, not only patrolling the neighborhoods, but really making that personal connection, is something that they're doing a great job at.
Yeah.
So we definitely appreciate that. And again, you know, going back to that, I know I was just thinking about talking with our superintendent, Dr. Smith at Riverview. There was a issue at Tolt Middle School not too long ago. Not too serious, but they took it seriously, as they should, to protect the students. And even though we have, you know, one assigned officer with the emphasis patrol behind it, because we are connected to King County Sheriff's Office, we had the full support of that department. And I know they were able to have multiple officers here in just a short period of time to help take care of that situation. So that's another benefit we really have, and that extended support of personnel and equipment that we normally would not be able to take care of as a smaller community if we did the department completely on our own. So,
and okay. Speaking of that, so people do know that Officer Allen does walk through Tolt, so he has a presence there. And I think that's important to kids, that police officers aren't always, you know, after the bad guy, that there is that personal connection, that you can go up and just ask them, talk to them, that they are real people and that they care. You know, it's not just, they're not just going after kids that are, you know, in trouble or making trouble. But, you know, that I think is important for our students and our community out here, too.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, both of my kids know Officer Allen from being in school and stuff like that, and talk about him. And I think it's a really positive impact in the community.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting, and sometimes it's always a challenge that we're on the radio. If we were doing this more of like a video or in person, we could break out charts and graphs for you. But I know looking at the highlights that caught my eye, and I know Mayor Lisk and Councilmember Jim Rebill might have a little bit different, but the just starts off with it's called Part One Crimes, which I would say are the more serious crimes as defined by the FBI. And from 2014 to 2018, that number has dropped. They do it by crimes per 1,000 residents. And in 2014, it was 29, and it's dropped over 50% to date to 11. So that's always something very positive. Love that has gone down, because we want to see no crime, but definitely get rid of that serious crime.
Well, what's also interesting, in 2014 and 2018, our residents have gone up. So, which shows that crime is not going up because of that. So that's what's also impressive.
Right.
So back in 2014, we were about 1,800 residents. Yeah. And to date, we're about 2,100 residents. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, having to drop our crime rate that much in these past 4 years is, you know, and again, and growing within those 4 years. So that really, I think, shows a lot of what our you know, obviously Officer Allen, but also, you know, there are other officers that patrol around mm-hmm. here that keep an eye on everything.
Right.
Yeah. And I think one of the graphs that I like is the crimes per 1,000 residents with other partner cities. The nine that we are compared against, we have the lowest crime rate of all the cities. And I think that was a huge and a dramatic drop versus the rest of the cities. Our graph line is trending down really fast.
Right. Because we weren't always the lowest, but we are now. Yay!
Yes.
No, I thought that was a great graph as well. Let's see, looking at our wonderful report, some of the other more serious crimes, like I said, tend to be trending down. The one thing, though, hopefully when you get a chance, you look at our website and see this report. Sometimes as a small community and also with low rates, just remember sometimes you can't have these weird spikes. You know, you have, you know, 1% of break-ins, and maybe you get a little bit mischievous youth doing things they shouldn't do, and they do it multiple times. That could cause a spike in some of the numbers. For example, looking at the arson, for years it's been zero, but you look at 2018, it did go up, but that was just one related juvenile incident. So don't be alarmed when you see sometimes those little spikes going up.
Well, and I think that was our porta potty.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Just so people are clear, this wasn't a house.
Yeah. Or a car. Yeah.
It was a business.
We lost a porta potty.
Yeah. Luckily, not that it's fun, not funny, and not that it's not serious, but it was a porta potty. So.
Yes.
And I don't believe anyone was inside.
No. And I know in that incident, I know that Officer Allen was fast to respond and take care of it. And it turned out being, you know, handled extremely well.
Nope, I agree. And then the porta potty got replaced.
Yeah. And I think one of the big things that we were just talking about at the beginning of this was, you know, the burglary incidences. In 2014, we were at 23. And in 2018, we were down to 2.
Right.
And that's a huge, huge number. Yeah. And that's there.
Nope, I agree. It looks like we, luckily, being small and compact, our traffic doesn't seem to be too much of an issue. With the report, now I will let the public know, the council has definitely heard from the public about some the concerns of, I think, mostly Entwistle and the speeds that we see out there. As you know, we do have our radar signs to hopefully encourage people to not drive too fast. I always try to get the thank you when I'm in that area, but we are going to be working with Deputy Allen and the Sheriff's Office to do some additional work to try to make sure we're all driving safely for the benefit of the citizens. Another graph I thought is interesting, which makes sense with the crime rates are low, but it looks like it's this crime overall is dropping, because if there's they talk about calls for assistance. And looking at the report, from 2014 to 2018, we've hit the lowest number of calls for service in the last 5 years. It peaked in 2015 with 380 calls Last year it was only 281. So again, as Mayor Lisk said earlier, you know, we've been growing these past couple of years, but the calls for service have been going down.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. I like, it's always nice to say we are definitely a very safe community, and I think all these numbers really point to that.
Yeah, and even the dispatched calls for service for a patrol officer, there's things that, you know, Officer Allen and King County Sheriffs do proactively, but the amount that they've had to be actually dispatched is down dramatically also on that.
Yes. I think that also speaks highly of our residents. You know, I mean, our police do a really great job, and they do. I mean, they're out there. People, I think, really know them, and they see them visibly out there. But I think it also speaks highly for our residents, because I think people are looking out for each other. And I think that's the good thing of being in a small community and being out here, is that you sort of know your neighbors. You're aware of who's around. And when you do, see something, or maybe just because the calls come in low, which is great, but maybe I'm sure there are a few residents that have talked to a few kids too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know everybody, so be careful.
Exactly.
That's what I always say. I go, it's great when you live in a small community because everybody looks out for each other, but they also know your business too. So there's pros and cons to everything, but I think the pros outweigh the cons. So.
Yep.
The other thing I just thought was interesting, because as city manager, and I think the residents and the council do too, is just the financial impact that this contract has. Again, I've had the fortune to work in communities that have had their own police departments, and of course Carnation contracts, and I will say, especially with a smaller community, it is hard to fund a really great police department. I mean, just with the number of officers that you need for safety, the equipment, the training, the insurance, it really can just become overwhelming from a cost perspective. So this, again, is a great option from a cost alone, just because we get so much for a very reasonable cost. And I think that's shown in the numbers. And I think we are extremely fortunate. You know, sometimes it's, you know, finding that right person to in the seat, or was it the right person on the bus in the seat? But Officer Allen is definitely that person. I think with his knowledge and commitment to Carnation, very reasonable, not a big strain on our budget, but yet we're getting, I say, 5-star service right now from law enforcement.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, one graph that you rarely see in something like this is the cost actually averaging down over time. That usually trends the other way, but from 2014 to 2018, our contract cost per capita has actually went down as a budget item, which is pretty impressive. And then the cost per assessed retail property value went from $3 down to $1.50, so it's cut in half. So we are getting a huge value for what we're getting. I think it's an important thing to point out.
Definitely. And I do. I think it just speaks highly of, you know, our officer, and as well as, you know, the sheriff's office and that type of thing. So we are. I don't think people really realize how fortunate we really are with the commitment that we have with our officers that come around. And like I said, it's the same people, which makes it wonderful. You know, with that emphasis patrol going on, those same guys are here. So they've gotten that relationship as much as Officer Allen has gotten that relationship. So it makes it huge. Again, it goes back to respect. I think everybody respects these officers. So, and people are looking out for one another. And I think even the kids, that's what makes it nice. Because I think even kids are, you know, keeping their friends in tow. Yeah, this is our community.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. And I know that they're very engaging. The citizens are very engaging with the officers, stopping and talking with them. For newer residents that might not know, I know that Starbucks actually has a card down there for a first responder card that you can put money on. And anyone that's on duty, police or fire, can go in and get a free cup of coffee. So that's kind of a unique thing that we do too.
That's awesome.
As a community.
That's great.
Yeah.
The little ways to thank.
Yeah.
Thank our officers keeping us safe, and our fire department as well. So.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, I appreciate you joining me to talk about this service and just give more information for the public, and recommend after, by the time this airs, we should have it up. So if you want to go to our website at carnationwa.org, we'll have a city manager blog, and you can have a link to this report. You can look at it in more detail. And of course, if you have any questions, just let us know. Not going to wrap up quite this yet. I've got with Kim and Jim here. I do want to take a moment just to mention our new program that's going to be starting on March 30th. The council met at their annual retreat, and communication is something that is very important to the council and the city. So we are trying, bringing back, I believe, something we've tried in the past that went really well to help improve that communication. And we're doing coffee with the council.
Yes.
Yep.
So yeah. Jim and Kim have been kind enough to volunteer to be our the first group that meet with the public. So Saturday, March 30th at Sandy's Espresso here on Tolt Avenue. Was it 9 to 10 o'clock? Jim and Kim will be available and be glad to talk to you.
So you can keep this conversation going or any other conversation. We're open to anything that you want to talk about with the city or what it's like to be on council. This is going to be an election year. So anyone that's thinking about what it would be like to be on council, it's a great way to talk to your council members. Jim's fairly new. I'm entering my 7th year on the council. So I get a little different perspective. This is Jim's 2nd year. So, yeah. But no topics off limits regarding the city.
Yeah.
that's a good point.
Yeah. No, we're looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. Yes. And I think it's just, I know this council has been really big on communication and more communication out to the public. And we just thought that as a council, this is a great idea for us to be more engaging out there. And I know people do come to the council meetings. We do encourage people to come to the council meetings, but this is kind of a more of an open format that we can talk about anything.
Yep. And we're hoping it's not just Jim and I.
Yeah.
Jim and I get to see each other, you know, at the first and third Tuesday of every month.
Right.
And then some.
Right. And some. But yeah, we're hoping we're having a conversation with a couple other people or as many people as we can be. And if it's a nice day, we'll be out on the patio. Otherwise, we'll be upstairs.
Yeah. So, no, we hope the residents are able to come out. And just remember, for some reason, if March 30th, you already have plans, we are looking to do this every month, probably near the end of the month. We'll get more information out later, but definitely come Saturday, March 30th, to Sandy's Espresso to Coffee with the Council. And I know you'll have a great time and some good conversation. So
thank you for having us.
Yeah. No, just want to thank you both for joining us and with this fun program. And I think we'll just give out another quick little shout out to Deputy Allen and also the King County Sheriff's Office, who do such a great job keeping Carnation a wonderful place to call home.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely. So, thank you.
Thank you both again. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in and hope you're having a great day and keep listening to Carnation Currents here on Valley 104.9.